The dating app Tinder has reinvented the way we meet new people, but its business model's also exposing users to sexual assault. A joint Four Corners and Triple J hack investigations uncovered how the app's internal features are allowing perpetrators to find potential victims and delete identifying and incriminating evidence. Avani Dias reports.
Inhale, developing feelings for someone. Exhale, Chad's number from your phone.
With its slick ads, Tinder's become one of the top earning apps in the world, making billions of dollars.
When I first got on Tinder, I guess I was trying to find love or to try and find someone to be in a relationship with.
But a joint Four Corners and Triple J hack investigation has found the app's business model is enabling sexual predators to operate freely.
I first matched with him in 2017. I was in my last year of uni.
Brooke's a 25-year-old woman from regional Victoria. On the third date with her Tinder match, the man drove her to secluded bushland and persuaded her to get into the back seat of the car.
Then when he pulled my shorts off, I was like, no, like I'm really not in the mood. I don't want this. And he just didn't say anything. And he then pulled his pants off and just went for it and just raped me.
The next morning, Brooke decided to report the attack to Tinder, but the man had blocked her using the app's unmatch function, which deleted their entire chat history.
I guess that was one of probably the main reason that I didn't go to the police was because I didn't have his number, I didn't know his last name, I didn't have any photos or proof that we'd even spoken to each other before.
In March, more than 400 people responded to a Triple J hack call out on dating apps and sexual assault. And Brooke's experience came up again and again. Alleged rapists using Tinder's unmatching feature to disappear from their victims' phones. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Stuart Smith says it significantly hampers their ability to pursue sexual assault allegations.
Obviously, as investigators, we're always looking for corroboration of the victim's version or evidence of the thing occurring. It wouldn't be our choice in terms of these things having blocking systems.
A statement from Tinder's parent company Match Group says it acts on every report received and vigilantly removes and blocks anyone reported for this behaviour, adding that it works with law enforcement to ensure that justice is served. Tinder brought in almost $2 billion in revenue last year, and Erin Turner from consumer advocacy group Choice says such a lucrative company needs to do better.
You can see where they're investing. They're putting their money and their time to getting people to pay more. They're not necessarily investing in consumer protections or safety features.
It's Erin Turner from the consumer advocacy group Choice. And you can see the Four Corners report tonight, ABC TV from 8:30.